You're listening to SBS News.
A new poll shows more than 4 in 5 Australians feel too little is being done to raise awareness of mental health issues or treatments. The poll by Sydney's Wesley Hospital has found 3 in 5 think more needs to be done in both areas. In the age group 18 to 24, 90% of respondents felt more could be done. The chief executive of the Way Ahead Mental Health Association of New South Wales, Elizabeth Priestley, says she sees how the system can confuse people.
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised at all. The mental health system is extremely complex, for number one. And, you know, even if you've been working in the mental health system for a long time, it's still very difficult to manoeuvre and understand where the best options are for people to seek help and what's available for people to seek help.
Ms. Priestley says there is no clear way on how best to approach people with mental illness.
When if you suspect somebody might be unwell, you're not necessarily inclined to ask how they are or, you know, are you okay? Because if they answer, no, I'm not, the fear of what do I do then? What's the next word I say? How do I approach that person? And so there's a level of fear there, and which is really due to, I guess, ignorance about how to deal with somebody who may be going through a difficult time.
The president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Dr. Kim Jenkins, says education has begun but will take time.
It's infinite how much we need to do, actually, in the way of education. Kids at school are getting much more in the way of mental health awareness and being educated a lot more earlier on. Perhaps it'll take a whole generational change until people can look upon mental health problems, mental illness, the same as we look upon physical illness. What we need to make sure we do is that we don't do anything that would increase stigma around this area.
The Australasian College for Emergency Medicine says it believes patient care also needs more attention. It has found every year more than 250,000 Australians present to emergency departments seeking help for acute mental and behavioural conditions. College President Simon Judkins says emergency departments are not the appropriate places for those with mental illness.
The environment that patients are in, the emergency departments aren't set up to look after patients for a long period of time. We're there for emergencies. And we can make decisions on patients requiring admission very early in that stay in the ED. But unfortunately, moving from there to get their mental health assessment, in some cases, is taking incredibly long time.
Patients are facing long waiting times for assessment, enduring longer periods of treatment, and, as a result, leaving emergency departments before their treatment is completed. Dr. Judkins says that is hurting mentally ill patients.
That sort of busy emergency department environment, and often mental health patients will choose to leave because being in that environment for 16, 18, you know, 24 hours increases their stress and anxiety, and they in frustration, I suppose, they leave the ED, and that's certainly not a good thing.
Even more alarming are figures regarding Indigenous Australians, who make up around 3% of the country's population. The Australasian College for Emergency Medicine has found they comprise 11% of all emergency department mental health presentations. Dr. Judkins says there are many issues with the level of care for Indigenous Australians.
With Indigenous patients and accessing healthcare, we need to particularly look at how we make our hospital system and our emergency departments culturally safe for Indigenous patients. So not only for, you know, mental health patients, but also Indigenous patients and Indigenous patients with mental health problems.
At the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Dr. Jenkins says Australia's health system needs to cater better to all Australians.
You know, we're a nation of migrants, and we need to be able to look after people in a culturally sensitive way. And we need to be able to look after the mental health of our own Indigenous populations and their needs and approaches and their engagement with healthcare in general and mental health care particularly, and may be very different or can be very different from the rest of the population.
She says the sector as a whole needs to improve.
I think we need to listen more. We need to listen to consumers. We need to listen to people who have had mental health problems, people who've been in the public system or in the private system of mental health care, and listen more to what their experiences are and what helps
and what's not so helpful.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.